Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. So what does God do? He connects obedience and blessing. Not that Isaac would earn God's blessing, but his receiving the blessing, the fulfillment of God's promise, is explicitly conditioned on Isaac's obedience. If you stay here, I will be with you. I will bless you. I will give you this land and your descendants. I will do all of that and keep my old promise. Now God's statements here look to the past as well as the future. Not only is Isaac's receipt of those blessings conditioned on his own obedience, it is also conditioned on Abraham's obedience. God says, I will do all of this because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my laws. Isaac would receive those blessings in part because of Abraham's obedience, because of Abraham's faithfulness. And implied in that, you do not have to look too far to read between the lines and see God hinting at Isaac. Since you are receiving this in part because of your father's obedience, we can move that ahead a generation. And if this promise is to continue, then Jacob will stand to receive the blessing because of Isaac's obedience. God is using it as a condition for his continued blessing. Isaac is off to a good start. He's there in Gerar, and God said, you're fine, you don't have to go any further, I'll take care of you here. And so Isaac stayed. That's good. Abimelech asked about his wife, and he said something that was not true. That's bad. So we're off to kind of a rocky start here, kind of like with Abraham and Sarah. Isaac apparently had similar ideas about his wife. Maybe there was an age difference. It was 10 years different between Abraham and Sarah. There could have been even more than that. There could have been 20 years or so difference between Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac was 40 years old when he got married. We don't know how old Rebekah was, but he apparently thought he was justified in thinking that his wife was quite attractive and that he was probably at risk. It is hard to believe Isaac did not know his parents' history. The story came down to Moses, so it had to come from someplace. I believe Isaac knew what happened with his parents and Abimelech when they were there years in the past. Apparently, Isaac did not get the point. He followed their example, but he did not learn from their wrongdoing. Isaac's fears were probably warranted. The problem was how he handled his fears. Someone said there is a big difference between being afraid and being a coward. There are a lot of times that it is good to be afraid. If there is real danger, it is good to be afraid of falling into that real danger. But to act in a cowardly fashion, that is something entirely different. There probably were some Philistines who would have thought nothing of putting Isaac out of the way and taking over Rebekah. The problem was Isaac handled his fears in a cowardly way. He did not trust when he should have. And he got busted for his troubles. Now don't be too hard on Isaac. We do exactly the same thing Isaac did, trusting God for the big stuff. God had promised him big stuff. He said, stay put here and I'll take care of you. And I'll give you all of this and this and this. And Isaac said, okay, I'll stay. But this thing about his wife, well, Isaac figured he could handle that. And he did not trust God to handle it. He did not trust God with the little thing he thought he could control. Because he did not trust, he made it worse. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.